do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Under attack, time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Thursday, July 25th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. A couple more people text me during the break. Pig, they're coming on Saturday. They're excited. We're going to have a party. It's going to be a blast. We're getting away from politics. We're getting away from campaigns. We're getting basically away from all this. We're just going to get together, have a good old-fashioned patriotic pig roast, fun shoot, guns going off in the background, great music. Trump Unity Bridge will be there, Rob Cordes and the folks, all the Trump gear. They've got the Trump signs, Trump hats, flags, whatever you'd like to get. Bring the cash, bring your card. It's going to be awesome. Missy, My Pure Health Solutions, she's going to be there. She'll have the Zyto Cradle and a computer, show you how it basically works. We're excited, hoping that Dr. Jeff can make it from the UP. We've got Tom Curtis from Curtis Gunsmithing coming. Brett and Tammy Gooding are coming with Randy Walker and the other range safety officers. We greatly appreciate them providing safety for everybody out on the gun ranges. We're excited. It's going to be a beautiful day. Come join us. Again, text me Pig. I'll text you the flyer and the link to the website, acconservatives.org. You can click on the donate button. $30 donation for adults, $15 for teenagers, 12 and under are free. 84 degrees, sunny blue skies, no chance of rain. Absolutely gorgeous. And from there, on Sunday, we're all going up to Petoskey. 4 o'clock, a big truck rally. This is being a fundraising event for Neil Frisky. This is going to be starting at 4 o'clock on Sunday, going until 8 p.m. Live music, food truck. We're going to have some special guests, Trump Unity Bridge, merchandise, all going to be there. If you'd like the flyer for Sunday's event, I'm going to be there. Missy's going to be there. Other people will be there. Come join us. Text me Frisky, and I'll text you the flyer. This is going to be a great event. We're excited. Beautiful weekend. 85 degrees, actually, partly cloudy. No chance of rain on Sunday for the Frisky event as well. So text me that, Frisky, and I'll send you the flyer. The address is 2472 U.S. 31 north of Petoskey. It says it's being hosted by Prime Diesel Automotive. If you want to RSVP to make sure you get a ticket to the event, if you want to donate, win, winfrisky@gmail.com. They're going to give prizes out for the best truck and a prize for the most patriotic. So, yes, if you want that, just text me, Frisky, and I'll send it to you. Great weekend, folks. Nice little breather before the August 6th primary. We've been putting up signs. We've been doing mailers. We've been doing ads. We've been going to events. Well, it's time to party and relax a little bit this weekend before we go into the final push on August 6th. We're excited. Absolutely excited. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
My name is Todd Spalper. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Tyler Gorrell, your Republican candidate for Tuscarora Township Trustee. I was born and raised in Indian River, and I know the issues that we face. I will use my business experience to support maintaining and improving infrastructure, encouraging affordable housing and development that benefits all our citizens. And I will never vote for new taxes. Vote for Tyler Gorrell, Tuscarora Township Trustee, in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Tyler Gorrell Trustee.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust? Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Keep on.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This segment brought to you by MAGA Water. MAGA Water, M-A-G-A water.com. The veteran-owned right here in Sheboygan, Michigan. John and Jamie Davis, the owners. Vicky and I love our MAGA Water. We are addicted to it. It's the only thing we drink. One of the things that we have learned is that you actually have taste buds where now you can taste chemicals in the water. Yesterday when I was coming back from the Iron Pig, getting a haircut, a beard trim, I stopped at Culver's and got myself a fish dinner. No French fries. Two side orders of coleslaw. Love their cod fish. The woman asked me, would you like something to drink? I said, no, thank you. I have my own water. I cannot drink restaurant water. I cannot drink sodas. Don't like the taste anymore. MAGA Water has completely changed our taste buds, along with, of course, being on Missy's program. We can taste our foods now. We can taste our beverages. We love our MAGA Water. You can go to their website, MAGAWater.com, or you can give them a call, schedule an appointment, go and buy the refillable jugs, my recommendation. Buy the jugs, you own them. They'll fill up the jugs for you for $1 a gallon. We have 10 of the 7-gallon jugs in the garage, one on the kitchen counter right now. Only problem with the 7-gallon jugs, they weigh almost 60 pounds. I carry them with one hand. Man, they are heavy. They've gone down to 4-gallon jug sizes that are available. A lot lighter, less than 30 pounds. Easy to handle. Get in and out of the house, no problem. Give them a call, 231-818-9700. Schedule an appointment, make sure they're at the factory, and they'll meet you over there. Again, 231-818-9700. Or if you want to send me a text, just text me MW for MAGA Water, and I'll send it to you. Their website, MAGAWater.com, as well as the phone number in a textable, dialable link. John and Julie down in Bay City listening to the show. Randy, where we live, the odor of chlorine in the water masks everything else. I absolutely hate the taste of chlorine. These city waters that they are using, God, I will never drink that stuff ever again. We went to a restaurant. What was it? Olive Garden, Red Lobster someplace, I forget. She brought us water with ice. I just tasted it just to compare. Oh my God, it was unbelievable. Do not put those chemicals, folks, into your body. If you're in our listening area, invest in these jugs. We go now, because we bought 10 of them, about every 6 weeks, 2 months. We pay him a visit. Schedule an appointment. I personally, John and Jamie, let me go right directly to what I call the fire hose. It's back in the production plant. They give me a little chair to sit on. I take off the caps and I fill them myself. Yeah. $7 a jug, 10 jugs, $70. We're good for 2 months. Absolutely love it. So again, give them a call or text me MW. Just text me MW for MAGA Water. I'll give you the website and the phone number. All you got to do is click on it. You can give them a call. Tell them Chuck or Randy sent you. Love our MAGA Water. Now, one story I want to get to, and this is kind of interesting, because the governor, as I mentioned, all of her bill signings of the budget and all the 39 bills she signed into law and all these things that she did, one of them was pretty interesting. We talked about it on yesterday's show. We're going to talk about it right now along with the other bills. But basically, the governor feels that there is things that need to be changed in Michigan. Very clear and very obvious to her agenda, what her and the Democrats wanted to accomplish. One of the things that this process exposed was her priorities. Again, the number one most important to her was Governor Gretchen Whitmer in signing 39 bills on Tuesday, banned the use of the gay trans panic defense. Again, I want to talk about this because it's important to these other bills. You'll see where I'm going with this. Governor Whitmer signed HB 4718 that was sponsored and pushed by State Representative Lori Podhutsky of Livonia. Makes Michigan the 20th state to ban using gay or transgender panic as a viable defense in court. The legal defense had used the sudden discovery of someone else's sexual orientation as justification for a crime. Well, Podhutsky said, "I've been incredibly passionate about this bill for several years. I'm elated to see the governor sign it into law. Protecting future LGBTQ plus people across Michigan is something I've been working very hard to do." Well, listen to some of the other bills that the governor signed on Tuesday. Reforming the licenses needed to run a funeral home. And also letting terminally ill prisoners out on parole. Other bills included standards for smoke alarms, promise-style scholarship changes, 4 new license plates, and more power given to the Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy. And also blight violations. From raising wages for clean energy workers to bolstering Michigan's infrastructure, improving the criminal justice system, investing in our schools, Whitmer said signing today's legislation will build on our strong economic momentum and move Michigan forward, said Whitmer. One of the other state representatives and state senators, Veronica Kleinfeld, main sponsor of the bill, requires licensing for body refrigeration and certification for handling and removing dead bodies, along with increased fees for funeral homes. With our state's aging population, the question of how our loved ones' remains are cared for after death is important. Not only did they change the rules of handling the dead bodies, folks, but they actually increased the fees on funeral homes. I'm sure they're excited about it. Not. Other legislation. Terminally ill, medically frail prisoners will now be allowed to be released on parole if approved by a medical facility instead of a parole board. After Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed Senator Erica Geese's Democrat from Taylor's Senate Bill 599. Geese said the bill was meant to fix an oversight for the medically frail parole statute that was passed back in 2019. Unforeseen issues prevented the vision from initially being realized, but there's reasons this bill received bipartisan support. It needed to pass. Simply stating, it's common sense. Senate Bill 328, backed by Senator Kevin Hertel, Democrat from St. Clair Shores, running for Congress. Smoke alarms could no longer be powered by replaceable batteries. Instead, all smoke alarms now need to be powered by non-renewable, non-replacement batteries that have to last at least 10 years. As someone who lost most of his childhood home in a fire, I know firsthand how important it is for families to be immediately alerted if the unthinkable happens. Senate Bill 175, and this one is kind of interesting. This comes from Senator Sylvia Santana from Detroit. Senate Bill 175 increases the fines for those who don't file a transfer of property ownership for non-principal residences in order to skirt property tax increases on a second home. Senate Bill 350, Michigan Promise Zone Authority Act. This is going to provide scholarships to cover housing, food, transportation, fees for federal student loans and other expenses. Senate Bill 555. I can go on and on and on. 39 bills in total. Most of these folks, we didn't even need. We're going to have government now mandating to us that we cannot have smoke alarms that have batteries. What's the alternative? You got to hardwire them. What does that mean? You got to run 110 Romex power from a breaker to a smoke alarm where you perhaps don't even have access to above the ceiling in your home. Have you ever been in your attic? I have. Where my smoke alarms are located in the house, I can't even get to them. Thank God it's a newer home and was hardwired when it was built. I pulled the batteries out. I got sick and tired of every two or three years, they start beeping. You couldn't even get them to stop. I just pulled the batteries out. They're hardwired. They're all functioning. Well, Randy, what happens if you lose power? I think if I lose power, I'm going to be awake. I think if there's going to be a fire started in the house, I have fire extinguishers, I'll be able to take care of it. Do I really need government telling me that I can't have battery-powered smoke detectors in my house? Funeral homes need to have increased fees and be told how to handle dead bodies. This calls for a part-time legislature, folks. If we had one, they wouldn't even be in Lansing. After roughly April 15th, they would be done passing laws like these. The governor wouldn't have been able to sign them. Unbelievable. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you across Michigan and throughout the region.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour. United Auto Workers President Sean Fain, speaking to a teacher's union on Wednesday, repeatedly bashed Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump, but did not once mention the Democrats' new prospective nominee, Vice President Kamala Harris. The union, a key group within American labor organizing, the